With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Two trends are converging in large wildland states like Montana: more frequent and severe wildfires and rapid home development in wildfire-prone areas. A conference this week examined how homes burn and how to protect them. Kelly Pohl is with Headwaters Economics, a nonprofit organization based in Bozeman. The group hosted the Building for Wildfire Summit in Big Sky this week, along with the Big Sky Fire Department.
We know that wildfires are becoming more intense and larger and lasting longer in our state. And the data back this up. Wildfires have gotten bigger since the 1970s. The average acres burned per year is now about triple what it was a few decades ago.
According to the U.S. Forest Service, the wildfire season is also about 3 months longer due to a warming climate. In the last 20 years, the U.S. averaged $3.5 billion a year in insurance claims due to wildfire loss. It was $640 million a year during the 80s and 90s.
And the reason that we're seeing more loss and more destruction is because we are putting more and more homes in fire-prone landscapes. In fact, the wildland-urban interface is the fastest-growing land use type in the United States.
Pohl says one in three homes in the U.S. are in the wildland-urban interface. That's where homes meet or intermingle with flammable vegetation, like a house built on the edge of a forest. In Montana, Pohl says more than half of the homes built here are in those kind of fire-prone areas. She says Montana is ranked number one in the nation for the highest percentage of homes in areas with extreme risk to wildfires. Jack Cohen, a retired fire behavior research scientist with the U.S. Forest Service, says wildfires are inevitable, but the destruction of homes and the loss of human lives is not. He spent his career studying why some homes burn while others remain unscathed. Cohen shows a photo of Paradise, California, where 85 people lost their lives and 14,000 residences were destroyed by wildfire last year.
I was asked by numerous journalists, can you explain the unusual pattern of destruction of the home surrounded by unconsumed canopies? And I would respond every time with, no, that's the typical pattern of destruction.
Cohen's research discovered embers from a wildfire, not the flames, are the main threat to homes. He found the characteristics of a home and its surroundings within 100 feet determine whether the structure will ignite.
Wildland urban fire disasters are a home ignition problem that can be solved by reducing home ignitability without necessarily controlling extreme wildfires. That's a big deal.
Daniel Gorm is with the Nonprofit Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. His team does experiments to find better ways to build homes that can withstand fire. Gorm shows a video from the research center where he works.
What we did here was create a duplex structure. And half of it we built with traditional building materials, and the other half of it we built with wildfire-resistant materials and construction techniques.
In the experiment, both units are showered with embers. The traditionally built home has mulch landscaping, cedar shingle siding, and open eaves. It takes less than a minute for the mulch to catch fire, and the cedar shingle siding goes up in flames. The unit right beside it, the one with rock landscaping, non-combustible siding, double-pane tempered glass windows, closed eaves, and 1/8-inch metal mesh over the vents, is totally fine.
It goes to show you that all of those individual components that we talk about, it's not just the roof, it's not just the eave, it's all of the components together.
The cost to build a wildfire-resistant home is comparable to one built with traditional materials, according to the institute where he works. Gorman says a fire-resistant roof is usually more expensive, but the siding is cheaper. Maintenance is also key to protecting a home. That means removing pine needles and other debris from the roof, gutters, and under the deck, storing firewood away from the home, and keeping outdoor furniture, brooms, and other flammable items inside. Even doormats can serve as kindling. In the 30-foot radius around the building, researchers say homeowners should remove dead plant material and shrubs under trees and prune branches overhanging the roof. All of these measures don't completely remove wildfire hazard, but they can mitigate it, especially if a whole community is working together. At the summit, fire experts from Jackson Hole, Wyoming and Vail, Colorado shared how they evaluate each property in their communities on fire resilience. In Teton County, homeowners are required to make changes to get up to code. In Vail, compliance is voluntary. Big Sky Deputy Fire Chief Dustin Tetrault says his department is working on education and outreach to encourage people to make their homes and businesses more fire resistant. But in the future, he'd like Big Sky to go further and have a system where properties receive hazard ratings. Resources for creating a fire-resistant home are on our website, ypradio.org. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.